We come to tonight, we speak about the spirit of man. We are taking speaking about the soul of man. We know the mind is composed of three things: body, soul, and spirit. And we start with the scriptures in the Old Testament. Let's go to the book of Genesis. Slowly pray and tonight. The message of tonight, whatever you want to tell us, let it be done, anoint my lips, and make things clear to each and every one of us to understand the spiritual things from the scriptures in the name of Jesus. I pray for bondage to be broken. I pray for understanding that comes from you. Pray for sinners to repent and their life be transformed in the name of Jesus. O God, open our minds to understand scriptures and help us to grasp what you are telling us tonight. We thank the Lord. We bless you with your fruit and whatever your purpose of sending this word to your church, let your purpose be fulfilled. This is our prayer and this name. Amen. Look at this chapter, verse 2. The sea and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Here, the word Spirit is there. It's the Spirit of God, and the Hebrew word of faith is Ruach. The same word in Arabic, Ruach. It means Spirit. And this word has been repeated in the Old Testament more than 400 times. We will select some of these scriptures that have it so we can understand what is the Spirit of man, is the Spirit of God, is the Holy Spirit. But we have also, in addition to our soul and body, we have the Spirit of man that God has created and has given to us. And that Spirit of man has come from God, has come from God. In the book of Genesis chapter 3, verse 3, book of Genesis chapter 6 and verse 3, say, and the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. Here speak again about the Spirit of God, and the Lord said, my spirit, that is the Spirit of God. Let's move to the book of Genesis chapter 41. When Pharaoh had received a dream from God, and when he woke up, verse 8, book of Genesis 41, verse 8, and it came to pass in the morning that his spirit was troubled, and he sent and called for all the magicians of Egypt and all the wise men thereof. And Pharaoh told them his dream, but there was none that could interpret them unto Pharaoh. Here his spirit was troubled. That is where the spirit of man. By the way, all the dreams that is mentioned from the Bible, all the dreams that is mentioned in the Bible, it came from God. And God speaks to the spirit of man. The spirit of man is part of the body that most of the time is in contact with the unseen things, the spiritual things that we don't see it with our eyes. When we see vision and dream, we see them with our spirit. When we hear the voice of God, we don't hear it with our ears, but we hear it with the spirit of man that God has given to us. In the same chapter, verse 38, After Joseph explained to him the dream and what is the solution for becoming silent, Pharaoh said to him, and Pharaoh said unto his servants, can we find such a one as this, a man in whom the Spirit of God is? So here, Pharaoh is saying that the Spirit of God, that is not the Spirit of man. The Holy Spirit of God is resting on Joseph, and he was able to interpret the dream because he has the Spirit of God. Pharaoh, God allowed him to see the dream by man's spirit, but Joseph explained the dream and gave the solution by the Spirit of God that he has. Let's move to the book of Genesis 45. Sometimes the Spirit, it can be mean the Spirit of God, or can be meaning also the mind, the attitude. It's some scripture when you read it, it's about, speak about man emotions, feelings, also thoughts. When we go through the scriptures, we can see clearly there is what is called the spirit of man, that when God speaks with man, he speaks through his spirit. Book of Genesis 45 verse 27. When they told Jacob about Joseph and what he told him, and they told him all the words of Joseph which he had said unto them, and when he saw the wagons which Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of Jacob, their father, revived. Here the spirit inside him, as if it was dead by the bad news that he had received about his son dead. And when he comes to know that his son alive, his spirit once again gets revived. And that's where the spirit is responding to the external things. And that's why when we praise the word of God, when we preach the gospel, and people believe, their spirit revives and gets connected once again with God, and they get born again after they hearing the gospel. Book of Exodus chapter 6 and verse 9. Here he used the same word Ruh. Sometimes it's wind, sometimes it's spirit, sometimes it's a breath. Book of Exodus chapter 6 and verse 9. Then God sent Moses and Aaron, and they spoke to the Israelites that God is going to deliver them. And Moses spake so unto the children of Israel, but they hearkened not unto Moses, for anguish of the spirit and for a cruel bondage. So when they hear the message of Moses the first time, they did not respond to it positively, because their spirit already have been oppressed and abused long period of time. And that's the importance of giving the word of God to those who are oppressed. And that's why when we have oppression from the power of darkness, when devil tries to oppress our spirit, we read the word of God so that our anguish would be going away and we can see our way in a more clear way. Book of Exodus chapter 35. The spirit is responding to the external things. Most of it are the spirit world, the things that are unseen. That's where God communicates, where God operates. The soul of man still has the upper hand on the spirit and in the body. When the soul surrenders to God, God can move the man with the spirit. But when the soul does not give way for the spirit of God to walk on the spirit of man, that would be here the hindrance for the work of God in that person. Book of Exodus chapter 35 and verse 21. When the Lord spoke to Moses and he told him, tell the Israelites to bring materials to build the Ark of the Covenant and also all the tabernacles. So when Moses announced, they came and they brought good things. And they came, everyone whose heart stirred him up and everyone whom his spirit made willing, and they brought the Lord's offering to the work of the tabernacle of the congregation and for all his service and for the holy garment. So when they hear, when they need to bring, they hear the word of God, the instruction of God to them, their heart was filled up, and when their spirit was willing, and the soul did not interfere, things were brought to God. We can read in the New Testament, Matthew chapter 26, and verse 41, when the Lord told his disciples that they need to pray, he told them what to pray, that he entered not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. The spirit was willing to pray, to go with God. But for order for them to pray, they need to be awake. Their body should be strong to awake so that the spirit of man will pray. So here, the spirit is something that responds directly to the call of God and aware what God is what God wants from you. Let's go back to the book of Exodus chapter 35 and let's read verse 31. When the people brought the things to Moses, God had appointed Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur of the tribe of Judah. In verse 31, it says the word of God, may I fill him with the Spirit of God, in wisdom and understanding, and in knowledge and all manner of workmanship. That is the Spirit of God. This man Bezalel, he was given talents from God, so that he will do all the technical work that needs to be done. Moses, if you observe, Moses is not a skillful person, but he was receiving the word of God and he was conveying to the people. But all the work of the tabernacle, the hard work, the art, the craft, was done by men whom God had given them the His Spirit, and that the Spirit of God gave them talents to do the work. That's why the fears, the things that we have, faith and parents, are really given by God to let the fears go in a smooth way. There are technical things that need to be done. Moses, even when his son needs to be circumcised, he's not the one to circumcise him, his wife. So he really was not much a skillful person. That's why God gave him somebody with him to do the skillful thing that's needed. And verse 32, and to divide glorious works to work in gold and silver and brass, and the cutting of the stone to set them, to set them, and carving of wood to make any manner of any work, and he has put in his heart that he may teach both he and Oholiab, the son of his stomach of the tribe of Dan. Then hath he filled with wisdom of heart toward all manner of force of the engraver and of the cunning workmen and of the embroider in the blue and in purple and scarlet and of fine linen and of the weaver, even of them that do any work and of those that devise any work. So here Moses totally having no skill to manage all what's going on in the doing the ark of God and the sanctuary and the tabernacle, but God gave him men to do this work. He was giving instruction and they were doing it. That is the Spirit of God given to a teachable man whom their spirit responded to the Spirit of God. Let's move to Book of Leviticus, chapter 19. And verse, Book of Leviticus 19, verse 31. Say, regard them not that have familiar spirits, neither seek after wizards to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. Here the spirit, here are evil spirits or demons. And some people invite these things in their lives. They have demons, and these demons controlling their spirits. Numbers chapter 5, verse 14. This here speak about a man who is married and he starts to have doubt about his wife. And he describes here the spirit of jealousy. Verse 14, and the spirit of jealousy come upon him, and he be jealous of his wife, and she be defiled. But if the spirit of jealousy come upon him, and he be jealous of his wife, and she be not defiled. Here the spirit of jealousy, if it is really have done sin, God, and the sin was not exposed, God will send the spirit of jealousy to that man. His spirit will be having a jealous spirit, and he will question the wife. And how you do it, they will bring up to the priest. And they have procedure. How to differentiate whether this spirit of jealousy came from God or from the devil. They will bring water and the priest will explain to the woman, bitter water, and they will ask her to drink, and they will tell her if you have done things, you will be cursed. After, that is how God heals his people. that was very particular about the sin. If you will compare, then they will stone her with the man. If not, she will leave the water. If she has done sin, she will waste away and she will die. But if she will not, God will enable her to have conceived and to be pregnant. That is about how the spirit of jealousy, it comes from God for a good purpose. And man entertaining sin will be revealed. Book of Numbers, chapter 11, verse 17. When the Lord spoke to Moses to select and choose men so that they would help him in leading the people, the Lord said to him, and I will come down and talk with them, talk with you there, and I will take of the spirit which is upon thee, that is the spirit of God was in Moses, and will put it upon them, and they shall bear the burden of the people with thee, that thou bear it not thyself. Here, the spirit of God, Moses was given full freedom of the spirit of God to move in his life, and God told him, I'll take up the spirit and give it to those who don't see him. Let's move to the chapter 14, verse 24. Chapter 14, verse 24. When he sent the spies, and only two of them they came with the good news, the other discouraged the people. What the Lord say about Caleb? But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him and has followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereinto he went, and his seed shall possess it. Here, this is the spirit of man. He has the spirit of man that agree with the spirit of God. He follow God wholeheartedly. So it's very clear there is the spirit of man in addition to his soul and to his body. Book of Numbers, chapter 16, verse 22. When Korah rebelled against the Lord, Moses and Aaron intercede. Let us read what they call God, how they address God, how they address the issue to God. Verse 22. And they fell upon their faces and said, O God, the God of the spirit of all flesh, shall one man sin and with God he will wrath with all the congregation? They address God that he is the God of the spirit of all flesh. So here there is the spirit of the flesh, the spirit of man. How about the spirit of animal? We will see if the Bible speaks about the spirit of animal also. Book of Numbers, chapter 27. The same day addressed God that is God of the spirit of all flesh. When Moses requests God to appoint somebody after his death. Numbers 27, verse 18. And the Lord said unto Moses, take the Joshua, the son of Nun, a man in whom is the spirit, and lay thine hand upon him. He told him that Joshua is the man whom is the spirit. What you mean here, the spirit of God is on him, and that is the one who is chosen to be the Israelite. Again, when the Lord, when Moses spoke with the Lord about Joshua, he addressed him in this previous verse that he is the God of the spirit of all flesh. Book of Deuteronomy chapter 2. And verse 30. Book of Deuteronomy chapter 2 verse 30. Speak about King Sihon of Heshbon. But Sihon king of Heshbon would not let us pass by him. For the Lord thy God hardened his spirit and made his heart obstinate, that he might deliver him into the hand as appears this day. What mentioned here is that God had hardened his spirit. He had hardened the spirit of man inside him. Some people, they think that God hardened heart and God soft in heart. That's correct. But the point that I want to emphasize, if you want to harden your heart, God will not soften it. If you know God was what He wants you to do and you get obstinate, the Lord will more harden your heart. That's what you see here. When He did not allow them, would not let us pass by, for the Lord had hardened His spirit and made his heart of sin, because he was doing things against God. So God, when He found him this way, hardened his heart and get rid of him. Let's go to the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 1. When the priest realized, he caught Hannah praying silently, and he thought that she is drunk. Hannah told him, and Hannah answered and said, "No, my lord, I am a woman of sorrowful spirit." That's where spirit speak about emotions and feelings, not the spirit of man. "I am a woman of sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have brought my soul before the Lord." Here, not the spirit of man, but the soul of man is more concerned. 1 Kings chapter 10. When Queen Sheba came to meet Solomon, and when she saw all that was going on, his officials, tables, the street, what happened to her, and the meat of his table, and the sitting of his servants, and the attendance of his ministers, and their apparel, and his cupbearers, and his ascent by which he went up unto the house of the Lord, there was no more spirit in her. She was humble. All her thought and mind has surrendered to the thing that have seen. Let's go to chapter 21. Let's read chapter 21. When King Ahab wanted to take the vineyard of Naboth, and Naboth refused to give him, he was sad. Let's read verse 5. much is left of him. Madhyadevira's wife came to him and said that him, why is thy spirit so sad that thou eatest no bread? Here the spirit is also about feelings and emotion, not the spirit of man. And chapter 22, verse 23. When Ahab went out, he wanted to go out for a battle, and he has around him 400 prophets. And the man of God explained to them what they are doing all right. He told them, now therefore behold, the Lord has put a lying spirit in the mouth of all these their prophets, and the Lord has spoken evil concerning thee. He told them that God allowed evil spirit, because those men, they love lies. God allowed lying spirit to come and tell lies. When we don't go to the right people who give us advice and counsel, because we don't want to hear the truth, we go to people whom God had allowed lying spirits to reside in them, and they will tell us lies. The spirit of lies. They will tell us lies, and even those who tell the lies, they are not aware of themselves, because God ordained it to deal with his people's sin. So here, this is the evil spirit that comes from God. If you not repent, then God will allow destruction will come. This is a warning message. If your spirit inside you, the spirit of man, go along with God, God will not allow lying spirit to come around and deceive you. So therefore be careful. Let's move to the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 21. When Jehoram, the son of Jehoshaphat, became a king and he executed all his brothers, what the Lord did, verse 16, say, moreover, the Lord stood up against Jehoram the spirit of the Philistines and of the Arabians that were near the Assyrians. That is the spirit of man. God stood up the spirit of the Philistines and of the Arabians. All of a sudden, it came to their mind to go and attack Jehoram. God stood up their spirit to move into this direction. And they are so angry about it because they are splendor and God allows. You see, when we do wrong, God will stir up certain people's spirit against us. Let us understand how God deals with issues in our life. When we obey, he will suppress these spirits, their spirits. He will not, he will turn them into other directions. Book of 2 Chronicles chapter 6. When we behave and become good, when we fear God, and when we accept the discipline and the correction and the consequence of our sin, when we are disciplined by the Lord, and when we hear it, what the Lord will do? We have read that God stirred up the spirit of the Philistines to discipline his people, to sin against him. That's the thing that the Lord did, to reward His people who obey the discipline and the correction. Second Chronicles chapter 36 verse 22. Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord spoken by the mouth of Jeremiah might be accomplished, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom and put it also in a written saying, we know that we are now that anyone wants to go to build the house of the Lord in Jerusalem, let's go. And he provided facilities. Let me get the point here. God set up the spirit of non-believer king. That's the spirit of man. Set up by the spirit of God to do the things that God wants to do for his people. In the book of Jesus chapter 1 and verse 5, when they hear the proclamation, this next page, Second Chronicles, after Second Chronicles, book of Israel, chapter 1 verse 5, when that proclamation came, then rose up the chief of the fathers of Judah and Benjamin, and the priests, and the Levites, with all them those whose spirit God had raised, to go up to build the house of the Lord, which is in Jerusalem. He stirred up the spirit of men, his people, to go and build the house of God in Jerusalem. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. This is Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 21 say, who knows the spirit of man that goeth upward, and the spirit of the beast that goeth downward to the earth. He said the spirit of man after death, it might go upward. But the spirit of the beast, the animals, may go back to the earth. Yeah. So he defined here the spirit of man and also the spirit of beast. In Ecclesiastes chapter 12, it is more clear what will be the fate, the outcome of the spirit of man. Verse 7. Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. That means the spirit of man will go back to God. The soul, we said that either will go to heaven or go to the hell, but the spirit here go to the God who gave it. God willing, next week we'll continue speaking about the spirit of man. Let's stand. God, thank you for your word to us. We bless you and magnify you. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Lord, I pray that this word of yours shall bring conviction into our lives. We may repent that no one will harden his heart and waiting for you to soften it. Lord, no one will harden his spirit and waiting for you to melt it. But Lord, we understood that we are accountable that our spirit go along with your spirit and your word and respond positively. God, I pray for those who have been hurt much, the trials, I pray, oh God, comfort them, oh God, help them to read more of your word. Help us to infect them with more of your word so that their soul and spirit will be revived and their cruel bondage will be relieved and they will set them free in the name of Jesus. I pray, oh God, I pray, Lord, that those who are obedient, fill them and direct them and serve them in their spirit, but with their Holy Spirit to do the right things, give them skills and talents, to do the work. Give us the gift of the Holy Ghost and fill us once again. He said, God, let the message take him to those people and places that need this word of yours. God bless us. With hearing, bless our sick, salvation for unsaved, provision for those who are in need, answer a prayer for those who are in distress, answer a question for those who have dilemma in their lives. Oh God, speak, continue to speak as your word is seen. God bless us in large world to be to you. Let your hand with us, keep us clothed from harm so that you may still be. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen.